As we've been reporting, a San Francisco federal judge has ruled that rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft have to reclassify their drivers as employees. This comes after State Attorney General Becerra and city attorneys from L.A., San Diego, and San Francisco sued to enforce Assembly Bill 5. One of the sponsors of AB 5 is Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, who represents San Diego. She joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Assemblywoman, thank you for being with us. Let's start by asking you to remind us, if you would, specifically how your legislation aimed to help rideshare drivers.
Well, our legislation actually came out of a California State Supreme Court decision called Dynamex in April of 2018 that said, you know, misclassification, especially in transportation, has gone too far. Let's make this clean. If you're doing the work of a company under the company's name and being controlled by that company, you're an employee. You're not an independent contractor. We codified that into AB 5. And we did that for a variety of reasons. To help the worker, of course, when you're an employee, you get rights to minimum wage and overtime, paid sick leave. You get the right to be paid into unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, family paid leave, you know, a whole host of protections under California state law, none of which you get as an independent contractor. So we passed AB 5, codified it into law, and Uber and Lyft and a number of app-based companies have just refused to abide by it.
What is your reaction to today's ruling?
Well, in some ways, I'm not surprised. I mean, the law is the law. But it has been for quite a while now, and it's amazing that these companies just refuse to abide by it. But what was important is the judge made a couple of key findings. One, that it would be less onerous or that it'd be less destructive to ask these companies to reclassify their drivers than to have these drivers continue on without these protections, that the harm was on the drivers and not the companies. And I think that's important for us to remember. These are companies that combined are touting that they're sitting on $11 billion in cash, you know, able to spend. And they have drivers during this pandemic who are dying because they don't have PPE. It's time we actually stand up for regular working folks against these billionaire companies.
As you know, critics of AB 5 suggest that drivers being reclassified as employees would leave the companies needing to pass along increases to the riders. Speak to that argument, if you would.
Well, again, you know, the platform has to be sustainable. Right now, we're not really sure how sustainable it is. We need to pay for services. It's amazing because, you know, Uber and Lyft are both, you know, publicly traded companies that say they have a lot of cash reserves. So it seems like perhaps maybe not having such high CEO pay and high management pay, that some of that pay could go down to the drivers. But we have to pay the worth. And it doesn't matter if consumers pay just a little bit more, because we're all paying. We're paying as taxpayers. We're subsidizing these low wages when we have to help support these drivers, so many of whom are on armed programs like food stamps and have housing vouchers. We're helping along when our taxpayer funds have to go to things like PUA assistance. They're getting unemployment insurance, even though the companies themselves have not paid into this program. We all pay and subsidize their workers when Uber and Lyft refuses to.
The judge today stayed the ruling for 10 days, giving Uber and Lyft time to appeal. Do you fully expect they will do that?
Of course they will. I mean, Uber and Lyft from day one, we're talking about almost a decade now of operating outside of different local and state and even federal rules. And the way they do that is by kicking the can down the road, you know, and saying, we'll continue to appeal, we'll go to lawsuits, we'll have binding arbitration. They're now coming to terms with it, and we see this, but they still, I think, will exhaust every single appeal before they actually treat their workers like every other company in California does.
Assemblywoman, thank you for your time. We appreciate that. Again, Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, one of the sponsors of AB 5.